So Rania has a question about allness and the atmic principle in a quote from Baba.
What are the essential qualities to tread on the path of sadhana? Bhagavan answers this important question for us. Embodiment of love. Whomsoever you see, consider him as the embodiment of the atmic principle. Do not be carried away by what others say. Whatever people may say about you, consider that it is good for you. When you develop such thinking, everything will become good for you. Even if someone criticizes you, do not be afraid of it. Face it with courage. Fill your heart with courage. Walk on the path of truth and love with courage. You showed us how to walk on this path of truth, sir. But what does it mean by the embodiment of the atmic principle that we have to see in everyone? Is it the love or is it the oneness or what is that, sir? Thank you.
Yeah. Embodiment of Atma. I translated what Baba says that suits me. And throughout my years, I heard that many, many, many times from Baba. In fact, some of the time he would start his speech like that. I think for me, he is emphasizing there is only one existence. And out of that sprung different forms and the manifestation. And to see that, it is not by the mind to see that. We cannot imagine that existence to be everywhere. It is through wisdom. For me, I couldn't do it the other way, just using my mind and say, everybody is Atma. It was just a lip service. It was not deep at all. But as you realize yourself, your reality, as not being the thinker or the thoughts, you come to this expansion that you feel that allness. For me, I don't see it in different forms. For me, the forms gets eliminated and I see only that. That is the way it happened to me. When I want, in past, wanted to say, well, this person is also God, it was good. It would make me a better person, but it wouldn't make me realize myself. And so the way I did it is by going into silence and contemplating beyond the mind, by saying that, if I was the thinker, I would be that before I was born, and I would be that after I'm born. Just contemplation, a different contemplation. So as you go to your silence and you do omnipresent meditation, you begin to really see that nothing really has reality as much as one existence. So, and the forms are not, including my forms and your forms, are not separated from that existence. Through this contemplation, you can see that there is nothing but God. It's not that we transform the body into God, saying, well, this person is God, that person is God. It eliminates individuality. It's just allness. It's all it is. And that is through wisdom. That is through silence. Is knowing yourself is knowing God. Okay, and what Baba says, we're all embodiment of God. So in order to realize God, you need to know yourself. And this is exactly what has been done here. When you meet someone, you can say this person is also God, and really your character becomes kinder and nicer. But you still don't know what God is. You're just saying it is in that person. God really is the silence, is the essence of you when the mind and the thinker subsides. That is the bottom line. That is the seed of the truth. Every time that you go into silence, where there is no more thoughts, feelings, emotion, thinker, and there is this immense calmness that is permeating through the universe and beyond. And Baba is taking us by saying that, pushing us toward that way. And saying we are all embodiment of Atma, go find out. Go find it for yourself. Do you understand what I'm saying, Serenia?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
It is I think the grace of Baba, the grace of self, is constantly pushing us beyond the beyond. And is translating the words of wisdom, the words of Guru, to the real essence of it. You know, when you are in your dream at night, I'm saying it for everybody, including myself. The guru shows up in the night dream and says, we are all embodiment of God. See God in everything. The only way that you can understand what God is to wake up from that dream. Then you realize there is nothing but God, meaning if we take the God to be the person that was sleeping in the bed, the cause of the creation in the dream. In the daydream is the dream and imagination of Almighty Parabrahman, right? In order to realize that, we have to wake ourselves up. And that is just the way to say, get to know yourself beyond the mind. This way we'll see that, yes, everything in our dream was us. It was the dreamer. When we wake up, we say to ourselves, my gosh, it was only me that fell asleep. And the same thing happens in the daydream. Oh my gosh, there is only that. That's seeing God everywhere. Another thing comes to me is that whenever you are with someone, the best way to see God in them is when you feel a silence in yourself, knowing that silence, that tranquility that you feel is all there is immediately. The person in front of you vanishes and becomes that also. That's another way of, if we want to see the God within other people, is to see it within ourselves and then immediately realizing in our heart that there is only that, and this eliminates the characters, personalities.
Whenever I'm in silence, I feel that I'm getting guided by the invisible hand. That gives me an expansion that is very hard to explain.
Yes, yes, all the benefit comes from there. That is the hand of the ultimate guru, because you're connecting to it. Yeah, and sometimes even the guidance becomes so tangible. It's not just abstract. You see it, you feel it. Yeah, that's through connection. Again, we go back to yourself, right? You take the word of the outer guru to the inner, and that's where the explosion comes. That's where the understanding sinks in. That's where the realization comes. God was never divided. The reality cannot be divided. So when we tap that, we tap the whole thing. Because we are going beyond the division. Just imagine the grandeur of that. It's not like we're going to the peace of God or a drop of God. And we're son of God going to there. No. When you get to that stage, you are the allness. You are embodied in that. This is why Baba and all the people that are highly evolved constantly, their teaching points us to the inner life, so that our outer life becomes a sweet journey, because it's saturated by that. I think the very big difference for all of us is that all of us were decent people. All of us loved God. Most of us. All of us were looking for something meaningful. All of us wanted to be happy and peaceful. And all of us are experiencing, by going in and contemplating on the wisdom, we're getting there. Getting where? Getting to the bottom of ourselves.